Kratz has been under pressure to resign for 2 weeks since his sexually charged text messages to crime victim Stephanie Van Grol were made public. Despite the announcement he'll resign, a special court commissioner set an October 8th hearing date for Kratz to defend himself against removal. Kratz says one of the reasons he plans to resign is his desire to spare Van Grol the emotional trauma of testifying against him. But a spokesman for the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Tony Gibbart, says he hopes Kratz takes full responsibility for his actions.
The resignation will not automatically repair the damage that District Attorney Kratz caused to victims' trust and confidence in the legal system. At the very least, District Attorney Kratz should be sanctioned. It's hard to imagine him practicing law again in a way that is worthy of trust.
Gibbart called on both the Attorney General's office and the Office of Lawyer Regulation to carry out vigorous investigations into all the allegations. Several more women have come forward claiming Kratz used the power of his office to sexually harass them as well. The Office of Lawyer Regulation and the Attorney General have confirmed that investigations continue. Meanwhile, the Crime Victims' Rights Board will meet on Wednesday to decide whether or not to release information about what Kratz told them about his behavior when he resigned from that board in December. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.